So whenever I start a new year, I welcome that if change happens, the evolving happens, it's going to be painful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave? Or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing? Join me each week as we take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. And get ready for a more focused and revealing journey into human experience. This chapter of Secret Life, this new chapter, I am excited to have you on for a ride. And today we are talking about, dun, 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 lasting change. You gotta feel the pain. That I'm talking about it today because I fucking hate New Year's resolutions. I hate them more than anything. And anybody I work with, I actually don't allow them to make New Year's resolutions. Like, I just don't allow them to do it because it sets you up. It truly actually sets you up for failure. That on December 31st to January 1st, you're going to become this magical new person. Like, that doesn't happen. And it's this like toxic positivity thing that society has put on us from one day, less than 24 hours, an hour overnight, that you are going to magically have these goals and you're not going to fail. And it's all going to be this positive experience. Instagram post. I love a good Instagram post, but it's going to happen and you're going to magically change. And it's going to be easy. That's what I get. Like, it's going to be easy. And it's not. It's painful. And it's going to be like this. All undoing like a roller coaster. If you're not watching on YouTube, it's like all over the place. Like, it's going to go all over the place, the journey. And so any change, any lasting change, you got to feel the fucking pain. And that's why I don't set New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in them. I don't even love to celebrate New Year's Eve. I like to say, what did you enjoy of the year? Like, let's go back and say, what did you enjoy? What huge growth did you see over this last year? And then I do say, okay, so let's pick a word. Let's do a word for the new year. And I just was working with someone yesterday, and her word we picked was self-preservation. Self-preservation, to keep yourself from harm or a dangerous situation. That's great. It's not self-love. It's not self-care. It's not all those stupid words. It's self-preservation. I am protecting myself from self, from harm, from a dangerous situation, a dangerous person. I am self-preserving myself. That's a great word to go into the new year. Love it. But setting these goals that somehow are magically going to happen, that you are not going to feel horrible pain, is just so unrealistic. And there was another young girl I was working with. I've been constantly working with, and I was talking to her mom because she's young. And I said, what do you want for your child? And this has to do with change, lasting change. And she said, I want my child to be happy. And I just started cracking up. I literally could not stop laughing out loud, so hard. And I said, do you know what I want for my child? Not happiness. I actually want my child to feel pain. It's difficult as a mom to listen to my child be in pain. But I know if my child can go through pain and feel it and get to the other side of it, I'm setting him up for life on life's terms, that he is going to be able to function. He's going to feel full sadness, but then he gets to feel full joy. Because if you hide from pain, if you hide from sadness, if you hide from going through the pain to change, you don't evolve. You don't actually get to full joy. You don't get to full happiness. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this so much, because people love to go into this new year where they just want to be happy and go travel the world. And all of that is so great. And I love traveling and I love goals and I love all of that. But it's like, I want you to feel so much pain that you evolve and change and it sticks. I want it to stick. And the only way change it sticks, if you feel pain, if you feel it burn. And I know I started this new Secret Life podcast saying, I hate change. Because I do. I hate change. I hate pain. I don't want to crawl on the floor and feel sadness. I escaped it for years before my recovery. I dodged it like the plague. All I wanted to feel was euphoria. I mean, they did a show about euphoria. I know why it's called euphoria, because when you're an addict in any form with food, gambling, sex, love, drugs, alcohol, shopping, posting, likes, TikTok likes, whatever it is, you want to feel the high, the euphoria. You don't want to feel anything else. So I understand why that show is called Euphoria. That's all I want to feel. But now I have gotten to a place when I feel pain or uncomfortability or a change is happening, I actually welcome it. I actually say to myself, this is good. This is getting out of my system. I am going to be a new person after this. I'm going to evolve after this. So whenever I start a new year, I welcome that if change happens, the evolving happens, it's going to be painful. So let me give you an example. I had this was a beautiful year. 2023 actually was the most prosperous, beautiful year. Amazing things are happening. Huge business boom, life-changing goals are being set. Just so many beautiful things have happened. But it also was August, huge, painful experience for me. Huge. One of the most detachment of a person in my life I have ever experienced. The worst pain. I woke up at 1 a.m. one night, hysterically bawling. When I say hysterically bawling, I mean it was in my soul coming out of my body. I could not breathe. In bed, Mark was next to me. It was like an exorcism. I had a full-blown going into visualization, EMDR, childhood, going back to my childhood home, literally going to get my little girl in my car, putting her in the seatbelt, detaching from that old self. I have never experienced inner child work like that, trauma healing work like that, with myself in my bed, sweating, just literally every pore of my body. When I got done, it was a 45-minute holding myself, clinching, going, this is so painful, this is so painful, this is so painful. Like, I don't know. Like, I tell you, it was the worst pain. And as soon as it ended, I stripped off all my clothes. I ripped off all the sheets off the bed with Mark. We ripped them off. I jumped in the shower, 2 a.m., just cleansed my body, just let it all go. He put the sheets back on the bed, crawled back in bed, and went to sleep. Never thought, after 15 plus years of healing, that next layer was going to happen. And I could not, at January 1st, before going into the year, that was going to happen. Or all the stuff that transpired, set this goal for myself of this healing, or all the stuff with my career, or all the things I'm getting to experience. If I would have set goals that I thought that were going to happen this year, I would have missed all these other opportunities. So when I tell people to go into the year, you don't know what's going to happen. And if you set what you think needs to happen in your life, you're going to miss all the organic things that are supposed to happen, because you're going to be so tunnel visioned on what you think you need in your life. And our best thinking sometimes is not our best thinking. Because if you're in turmoil, if you've been through trauma, if you're gone through toxic relationships, your best thinking got you there. So what I'm trying to say is, get someone else. Don't use your thinking. Surrender to what is, one foot in front of the other. Go through the change. Yes, you want to be better. I say that's a great goal. I want to be better than I was last year. Let's do that goal. I love that. I want to just be better than I was last year. I want to make better decisions. I want to be in a place where I want to evolve into a better person. Love that goal, because there's nothing attached to it. There's not, I want to be 5 pounds lighter. I want to travel the world. I want this. I want more money in my bank account. Like, that does not make one happy. Doesn't bring happiness. Doesn't bring peace. Doesn't bring serenity. Doesn't bring the pain to feel, to get to the sadness, to feel full happiness and joy. So the reason I want to talk about this, everlasting change, you got to walk through the pain. You got to embrace the pain. And the problem is with these New Year's resolutions, setting goals at the beginning, because when you start walking through those and people start feeling the pain, they usually abandon the resolution. So I'm asking you right now, if you are out there and you set these ridiculous goals for yourself, or you're thinking, oh, I'm already failing at those goals, or it's already difficult, just set them down. Just try to do better than you did the day before. And if you're in pain, lean into the pain. And tomorrow and the next day, you actually will feel better. You actually will get better. You actually, doing those teeny little things, will make you into a better person to then get the things you actually think you need or think you want are actually on the other side for you, that the universe wants for you. Because everything in my life right now, I had no idea. I had no idea I was going to write a book. No idea I was going to have a show. No idea I was going to have a podcast. No idea I was going to have a plethora of clients, helping them live their best life, getting amazing emails, living a full life, creating shows, working with my husband, having a son, being married. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Having 2 books already writing, forming a program to help people all over the world. Like, I had no idea any of this was going to happen. Still acting. Still doing those things that I was doing before. And so what I'm asking you right now is, like, don't focus on the magical, toxic positivity. Here's my goals for 2024. Like, don't ride that bullshit. Don't go into that IG post bullshit, TikTok video shit that's going on right now. All I'm asking you is, if you're feeling pain, lean into it, surrender to it. And if you do that, your life will get better. I do know that, because if I didn't lean into that 1 a.m. back in August, purging my soul, I wouldn't feel so free and so, what's the quote I love? Attached to nothing, connected to everything. I am literally attached to nothing right now. And it is such a freeing feeling to let things go and people go and let things flow in and flow out and flow in and flow out and connected to them, but letting them go. I've never experienced this type of freedom of self and love of self and holding myself. And I just wish that for everyone. So that is what I hope helps you today. And thank you for listening to Secret Life Podcast. And I love to know what your thoughts are on this week's topic, or if you have something you like me to talk about or you heard in past episodes. So please reach out to me with a note to secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.